It's so last season. You.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
All right, Matt Town, she has arrived when it comes to the best of the best when it is your beauty and style. She has over 30,000 followers. Her name is Kelsey Christine, and she is joining us via the phone. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
How are you, honey?
Good. How are you?
We're doing really good.
Well, it's a beautiful day, and we are happy that you're here again. And Kelsey, we know just phenomenal things are happening for you. So we just want to let Matt Town know you are the best of the best, hence why Best of Madison and so much more. So we're excited, and tell us what we're talking about today.
Sure. So first, let's talk about my new job. So I no longer, on Friday, I clocked out of my corporate job for the last time, and now I'm a full-time content creator.
Ooh.
So,
holla.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very, very excited, but it's also nerve-wracking, but very, very excited.
Yes. So now that you're a full-time content creator, what does this mean for you?
So this means I'm going to have more time to create content. I'll do like more tutorials, tips, etc. I want to inspire and educate, and I have lots in store in the future, and I have tons of things that I like filmed and whatnot during quarantine that I didn't even have time to edit because I was working. And so many things that I have already done that I just need to finish. I just hadn't had the time to actually finish them. So very, very excited.
Well, we're super stoked for you, Kelsey. Yeah. I mean, you've been going on a year with us with the Fashion on the Fly, and it's just been such a wonderful journey when it comes to all of our looks, because, you know, sometimes none of us have a clue, and you literally show us these really cute outfits that we could literally go into our own closet then and piece together. So that's really wonderful about you. So congratulations. We're happy that you have now gotten the gift that you always wanted to have, and that is helping out people with their attire and so much more. So how can we support you on this journey?
So yeah, I've been getting that question from friends and family, like how we support you on this new journey. And basically the biggest thing is just following along. So subscribing to the blog, emails, YouTube channel, following on Instagram, liking my Facebook page, things like that. That's really, really helpful. Shopping my affiliate links and discount codes. That gives me a tiny kickback, but it also is showing brands that I'm I'm also showing brands that like that you guys are loving what I have to put out there, if that makes sense. And then sharing is going to be the biggest thing. So sharing is the best way to spread the word about what I have to offer. So if there's someone out there that if you like that my content and you know someone else that'll like my content, then tell them about me. Just let them know, hey, go follow Kelsey. Or there's also like a little share button. There's a little paper airplane symbol on Instagram posts. You can share those on your stories or send them directly to a friend and say, hey, you should check this out. I love following Kelsey for this. That just would really, really be helpful. Obviously, no one has to do that, but I just figured I'd put that out there. And yeah, so any bit is helpful.
Yeah, I mean, Kelsey, honestly, that's a really good tip. I'm going to start sharing more of your stuff because I know anytime that we've done anything with you, I know people at work, friends of mine are always asking me about your stuff. So
where'd you get that?
Yeah,
that would be great.
They love it.
It's called the Blogger's Closet Sale, and we can't wait till you have your next one.
We cannot wait.
I'm so sad about that. I thought about doing like a little like live closet sale on my Instagram. I still might now that I have the time, but I was so sad because it was supposed to be in, we were going to have it in April.
Yeah. Well, COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll have to see what happens for the fall one.
Okay.
If we're able to like all get together, if we're back to 100% by then, we'll see.
I'm just going to go through your window when you're not home.
Right.
I'll be like, listen.
I know I have like everything ready too. It's like
I've been in your house. I'm going to your basement.
I can see her too.
It
like
is.
Right outside your window.
Oh yeah. And wait till you
like
see.
Knocking. Hey, can I come in?
Oh, I ain't gonna knock. I'm just gonna go in.
No, she's just gonna go in. Hey, so Kelsey, what are we talking about this week?
This week on the blog, I am sharing 4th of July outfit ideas. Mm-hmm. So 4th of July is coming up, and with COVID too, speaking of COVID, all the shipping and whatnot is a little backed up. So I wanted to share this early enough for people to still be able to grab any outfits in case they wanted to. Where am I? I'm trying to pull it back up here. So I have a ton of ideas on there. I put together just like a whole collage again, like I typically do, and that's going to be all on the blog.
I'm really loving the one top, and I'm hoping that I'm not sure if I can fit into it, but it's a cute, you know, I love those wraparound tops, girl. It's got like the ruffles. It's light blue. Oh, she's got the white jeans on.
Yeah, that one's really cute. That actually, they had that last year too. A lot of these they had last year and they have them again this year. So the, one of the main photos too is from last year, but they, I looked again this year and seriously, they have the cutest stuff though. The ruffle one is adorable though. That is totally up your alley.
Well,
too.
Do you think it's going to fit my Dr. Bartels? I mean, it's got, it's a small, I usually wear small, but sometimes with these open, you know what I mean? They're open. They could fall out. I don't want them falling out.
Right.
Well, it is 4th of July. I don't know.
I would check. I don't know. I would check on their, so on their website, they have a little tab size, that says like how it fits.
Okay. It's so
instead
cute.
Of just like size, it like helps you determine like what the model size is and how, you know, how it fits. So maybe check that out. And
okay.
See if,
super cute.
If there's anything extra.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. I love the headbands too and the hat. Like I always forget about little accessories like that that can really, you know,
make it pop.
Right. Make it pop.
Make it pop. Make it pop.
Yep.
Kelsey, if people don't want to shop for new items, what can they do? Because some people, there's like, I don't know. Help me out.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And with that, my post can still help them. They probably have something festive already in your closet. So like, think about denim. Denim is your blue. A red or white t-shirt, then throw on a red or white t-shirt with it. And then a red or blue headband if you have one of those, or a bandana, you know, use a bandana as a headband. This post can give you a bunch of different ideas too. It can kind of spark some ideas and be like, oh, I have something very similar to that. Kind of like you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Like looking at it and being like, that is something I can definitely put together with my closet. And there's just so many options on the blog post, but like a solid white dress with, you know, red or blue accent jewelry, things like that, or like a maxi dress. I have a long blue maxi dress, like a brighter blue that would be perfect for 4th of July. So, you know, just roam your closet and see what you have, and I'm sure there's something you guys could put together.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, and then my favorite items from the post are that crop tee and high-waisted denim that's shown in the photos.
Okay.
Those are my expensive jeans that I told you guys about last year.
Those are them.
I ripped them this year, though, doing a TikTok video.
Oh, my gosh. Which one did you do it to, Renegade? What was your song?
No. Okay. It was one that I was doing with Connor. It was like this super silly one, and it didn't work, and I ripped my jeans.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
I shared it on my Instagram, and you can see it's like ripped up the perfect spot.
Oh.
It's like right where it was worn. So you can, it's like, it's not, it's still wearable. But if I sit down anymore, it's going to like continue to rip more, which is so sad because I've spent so much money on those. But they're still 100% worth it. So I might have to pick up another pair of those. But those crop tops, they have, or the crop tees, they have Pink Lily is where I got them. Pink Lily Boutique, which I should tell you guys, I have a coupon code for them.
You do?
Yep. It's 15% off. With the code It's Me Kelsey. Let me just make sure it's Me Kelsey. Yes. It's me. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Me Kelsey 15 will get you 15% off at Pink Lily Boutique. And that's including any sales that they have. But their crop tees, they're nice because I'm like, I have a pretty tall torso, or pretty long torso, I should say. And those still hit like right at the top of the jeans.
Right,
so it's not showing a bunch of midriff, which I don't necessarily like. I like the crop tops that are longer. Like, they're still cropped, but not super cropped. You know what I mean?
It must be nice to have a long torso, Kelsey. I don't have one whatsoever. I was like, she's bragging.
That's not a bad thing.
I'm just kidding. I'm built like a boy, dude. I like it. It's just how it is. Super cute. I was really happy you said that percentile off, because that's where that cute top I was just talking about is from. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
Yep. And that one they might have on sale too.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I would double check. But yeah, are you guys doing anything fun for 4th of July this year?
We
are a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little different this year.
It
is. A lot of places aren't even doing fireworks, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, geez. That's right.
We're going to have to make our own. Oh. We're taking the camper, and we're going to see our friends, my husband, where he's from. So we're going to see all of our old friends. So that'll be fun for us to get away and do that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Nice.
I think
that'll be really nice.
I think my family, I mean, we're talking about it. Either I'm going home, or hopefully they're going to come by me and grill out by me in my apartment, you know? So I think that would be nice.
Yeah, I love grilling out for 4th of July. Just like the thought of just like being outside with family, the smell of a grill and like, or like campfire. Love all of that.
A good hot dog.
Out, having fun. Yeah. Brought their hot dog. Love it.
That's right.
Just love a hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, you can get exclusive access to Kelsey's website by texting the word FLY, F-L-Y, to 608-321-0931. Hey, Kelsey, tell us where we can find you.
Sure. So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at itsmekelsey22. And then the blog is kelseychristine.com. And then YouTube is Kelsey Christine. And Kelsey is K-E-L-S-I-E.
Love it. That. And Madtown, do not forget, because you might have, that Miss Kelsey Christine, it is true, she's the ambassador for Ulta. So if you want all the greatness as well, she can get you hooked up that way and so much more. So it's me, Kelsey22. Make sure you follow her. You know, she's only got over 30,000 followers. So just bring that sucker up and, you know, join ours as well, because we are very low compared to her. So, Kelsey, we love you, honey. Thank you so much for coming on the show and doing what you do each and every week for us.
Yeah, I love you guys. Thank you.
All right, honey. Take care. Bye-bye.